أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد، صدق الله العظيم. وقال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل شيء سقالة سقالة القلوب ذكر الله، صدق رسوله الكريم. وأما بعد، dear brothers, dear friends, this is a great honor that we are rewarded with two such blessings which were not in our hands to be chosen. It is entirely Allah has destined for us. The first one, Allah has created us as an insan. There are thousands creatures in the sky, in the ground, and in the sea. And there are many which we cannot see, there are many we could see. And Allah has created two of them creatures, for which Allah has already narrated in Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتَ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not made insan and jinn except they should make ibadah. No one place you will find that Allah has created the human being for earning the bread or running the show, running the sports. Okay, these are side things. We can say this could be mubah, means allowed, but these are not the purposes. The purpose of the mankind and jinnat is this. Then again, when we have become insan, this itself is a great blessing and great reward from Almighty Allah. Then Allah has rewarded another blessing, that He has created us between the Muslim land, between the Muslim parents, Muslim brotherhood. Suppose we are born in Australia, America, in a non-Muslim environment, then how much we would have struggled to know the right path. And in the front of Allah, nobody can say that I was in Australia, I was Africa, I was in America, I was not knowing, because Allah has already decided and declared, Inna Deena Indallahi Islam. To Allah, there is only one deen, that is Islam, which Allah has gifted you without your effort. First gift He has given, that He made us insan. The second gift He gave, He made us mu'min. He has given us iman without any effort, without any struggle. Now the third thing which we have to understand ourselves, for which we have to go through the message which Allah has conveyed through Quran, that this condition of iman which Allah has awarded us, gifted us, or we are blessed with, that how to retain it. For retaining it, we are doing many kind of efforts, like we are preaching each other, like we are getting admission into the Islamic institutions, or we go to different people to learn about the deen. These all are the requirements. These are the basic requirements. We cannot say that it is not needed. But even if we preach, even if we study in a Muslim institution, but still what we lack, that what about our intention? If our intention is good, then only our preaching will be good. If our intention is good, then after learning Islam, after learning something through the education, we will implement with the right spirit. The purpose will not be, because after becoming a graduate from Jamia Azhar or Jamia Darul Uloom or Jamia Faridia or Jamia Khairul Madaris, Jamia Ashwiya, there are plenty of Jamia, or you are having Jamia Darul Uloom here itself in Melbourne. If the purpose is this, that after getting this degree, I will become a scholar and I will also get a good job, and this purpose, already the people who are running after the dunya, is also doing that. Then after doing this, if the same is the feeling, then there is no meaning. The same way, if we are making tabligh, still our intention is not good. Our intention is only this, that people should say he is a very good muballigh, then the message is lost. So this, the main and most important on the path of Sufiya is to divert your attention of the intention in the right direction. Simply speaking, that our this niya or our intention, if it get purifies, the job is over. Then if you earn bread, is also you are on the right path. You go for tabligh, you are on the right path. Because everything for the moment or Muslim is ibadah. If you are going to your brother, it is ibadah. If you are meeting your brother, it is ibadah. If you are taking care of your wife, it is ibadah. If you are taking care of your children, it is ibadah. Whatever you do in your life, see what a great deen we have. You go to Baitul Khala, ibadah. You go for ghusl, ibadah. You go for sleeping, ibadah. You get up, ibadah. So, now what our mashayikh is trying to teach or indicate, if you educate yourself that your breath is going and coming in the name of Allah, then you every time is in ibadah. Every moment you are in ibadah, then it is not possible that you will deprive anybody of his rights. It's not possible that you are hired by somebody and he has a complaint, Mustafa is not dutiful, Babar is not dutiful, or Masood is not dutiful, because it will become a part and parcel of your blood to be dutiful. The person who is not dutiful to Allah is not dutiful to anyone. If we are not honest to Allah, we cannot be honest to the people. This honesty which we see in the other people, they have learnt from you people only. And for dunya also, Allah has kept the success in this. These people are making adal, these people are making just cultural values, they are making honest decisions, then they are rising. We have left honesty, we have left justice, and we are not striving anywhere. Even in dunya, Allah has kept this behind this. Their intentions are good, but because they don't have iman, they will not get rewarded. But in dunya, they are getting rewarded. And if this dunya is any more important to Allah, Allah could have not given a single drop to them. This dunya mawafiha is not even the wing of Ba'uda, the mosquito. If it could have been equal to the wing of mosquito, mosquito is already very small, and wing of the mosquito is too small. There's Hadith Qudsi, the meaning is this: if the wing of mosquito is equivalent to this dunya wa mafiha, whatever is inside dunya and dunya is equivalent for that, Allah could have not given a single drop to the kafirin. Allah has no value for this all dunya. So you have to understand for, and why? Because this dunya is kullu man alayha fan wa yabqa wajhu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram. Everything, it is not stated dunya alone. All the planets we see, every creature, whatever we find, or what is known to us, what is unknown to us, it has to finish and diminish. And what is to be left? Wa yabqa wajhu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram. The only thing remaining is me, Allah Azza wa Jal. So when Allah is going to stay, which relation will stay? Which relation is with Allah? If relation is kept with dunya, that is allowed. But this will be given reward if it is with the intention of pleasing Allah. See, there's a meaning of hadith. I was sick, you have never asked about me. Allah, you can never get sick. If you go to any sick brother or sister, you could have find me there. So the Allah is in between us, but the belief is not there. See, our belief is there, our boss is there, we are afraid. Our belief is there, somebody is coming, then I am avoiding the sin. But that fear should translate into our heart that Allah is always there, how can I do the sin? And this cannot come unless you follow this path. This is why from the centuries, Sufi are working to earn the wealth of the heart. And once it is there, then whatever you do, this all things which you are doing, which I stated and narrated before, are useful, but then this heart is enlightened. And this heart cannot be enlightened unless you are having the nearness to any such person who is having this silsila up to Rasulullah SAW. Because the first time when our Shaykh visited us in UAE, Abu Dhabi, it was 1987. He asked this question that from where the faiz comes. Someone told from your side we are getting. Someone told from Hazrat Shaykhul Mashayikh Allah Yar Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi, we are getting through. Someone told Hazrat Abdul Rahman Jami Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Abdullah Rahar Rahmatullah Alayhi, our Mashayikh, Hazrat Bakr Siddiq Hazrat Allah. At the most, somebody said it's from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Shaykh says, all answers are wrong. Faiz comes only and only from Allah. Allahu Nurus Samawati Velas, Mathalu Nuhi Kamishkatin Fiha Misbah. This is already very clear. This whatever nur comes to your heart, it is only from Allah. But the whole and only distributor on the face of the earth is Rasulullah. Either in his life or after his life. This comes only through him. And if apparently you see for the Sharia, whoever obeys Rasulullah, he gets it. In dunya also the same principle, in deen also same principle. You cannot find dunya without obeying Rasulullah. You cannot find Sharia without obeying Rasulullah. You cannot find this silsila tasawwuf without obeying Rasulullah. Because this, in our silsila, Rasulullah from him this is extracted the noor to Abu Bakr Siddiq and you know the value of Abu Bakr Siddiq. What was that when Sayyidah Aisha Siddiq was telling that his heart was like a pot you put on the any burner and it is having the sound. That sound was coming from his heart. This is for Rasulullah also, this is from Abu Bakr Siddiq. And this is very clear mentioned when Rasulullah was going to Hira for years together. What was he doing? He was making muraqabah only. And afterward, as the Jibreel as-salam, he has come, how he started to educate him through the heart of Rasulullah. So everything, even the whole Quran has come through the heart of Rasulullah. And until today, or until the last day of this universe, this faiz will come from Allah, but through Rasulullah. This is the passage. And from Rasulullah, it is traveling to different salasat through different people. This in our silsila, it travels to Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. From Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, travels to Imam Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Alayh, from Imam Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Alayh, it travels to Daud Tai Rahmatullah Alayh, from Daud Tai Rahmatullah Alayh, it travels to Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayh, from Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayh, it travels to Ubaidullah Ahrar Rahmatullah Alayh, from Ubaidullah Ahrar Rahmatullah Alayh, it travels to Abdurrahman Jami Rahmatullah Alayh, from Abdurrahman Jami Rahmatullah Alayh, it travels to Abu Ayyub Muhammad Saleh Rahmatullah Alayh, from him it travels to Sultanul Arifin Aladdin Madani Rahmatullah Alayh, which is near Sargodha Langar Makhdum. And from him, our Shaykh Allah Yar Khan Rahmatullah Alayh has got this after 450 years of the passage of the time. And in between, he has not got it directly from any grave of Wali Allah. You cannot get benefited directly unless you are having a live Shaykh. So this is how he got benefited from Khaja Abdul Rahim Rahmatullah Alayh, who was the, though he got the succession directly, but he was the person who took him there, who educated him 16 years. That is why he has written his name in our silsila or shajara. And now in this Abbasiya silsila, the Shaykh has this command also, that if he doesn't desire, and actually this desire comes from the command of Allah only, he may not appoint any successor. He will go like that. But then when a successor has to come, then also he has to come through someone who is having the ability to contact the Mashaykh bil Qabur. It is not like that anyone is going and sitting on any qabar and he is having the connection. It's not like that. Some people misunderstood this silsila like that. And why we call it Awasi? Because Abbas Qarni Rahmatullah is the first Awasi who has gained the tawajjuh from Rasulullah in the absence. He was living somewhere else. He has never seen Rasulullah. And before departing this world, Rasulullah has given this wasiyah to Sayyidina Umar and Sayyidina Ali that you will find one Awas Qarni. Name of his qabila was also given and his identity was also told. When you find him, ask him to pray for yourself. What was the quality? He was a tabi'i because he has seen sahaba, but there was something special with him and he could not come because he was serving his mother. From here the placement of mothers also is to be known, that if your mother is not well or she needs your attention, then the rest of the things are the least important. This is the most important. Which lesson is forgotten today completely? Because we are running after dunya so much that we have forgot all the other lessons and all other relations. So for this, the understanding what we have to develop is that whether it is mandatory or it is optional. See, this is not at all optional, because Allah is giving this command of Amr. And no, the option is this: you do it and get rewarded. First Kuruni Askurkum. And this is cash reward. That when you make zikr for me, I make zikr for you. There is, for any other ibadah, nowhere it is written in whole of Quran or whole of Majmu'atul Ahadith that you do this, I will do for you. Nowhere. But this for zikr, Allah is so happy if you are remembering him that he will remember you. You are remembering him here on the ground between few brothers and he is remembering you between malaika. And Allah is always kind. He is the most merciful and he is the most gracious. But we ourselves are not kind to ourselves. We don't have the time to remember him. There is a riwaya that one man for about 70 years he was telling Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam, because he was Ya'budun al-Adha fire, Ya'budun al-Hariq. He was worshipping the fire and saying Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam by mistake, because Allah wants to give him Hidayah. Yahdi man yasha. By mistake from his tongue slipped Ya Samad. And Allah said Labbaika Ya Abdi. This is Allah. That by mistake this man is saying and Allah has grabbed him. Allah is so kind and Allah is so merciful. But we should try to beg for his mercy. And the begging his mercy, the best way is to remember him. And when we remember him, This is what narrated in Quran itself, when the people are making zikr, what they are doing? They are making only إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَعَيْشَةً
أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ سَفَرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ.
See, when they do a mistake or they do a mischief or they do a sin and they make zikrullah, what they are doing? Actually, they are making istighfar from Allah. This is what Allah has narrated Himself in Quran. So, it is nothing which is hidden from Allah or which is hidden from ahadith. Now we have to see the practice. What is the practice? This practice I have already narrated. This is what we are practicing. This is the Rabat. This we can say is adopted 500-600 years back. Otherwise, Muraqabah is from day one. For Muraqabah, we already stated in ahadith from Sayyida Aisha Sadiqa radiyallahu anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, that the one moment Muraqabah, one moment is narrated by the ulama as 20 minutes. The one moment Muraqabah of 20 minutes in the name of Allah is better than one hadith 60 years and one hadith 80 years. Why? Because he is thinking purely Allah. He has no mixing with this. And same way you see, Laylatul Qadr, if someone finds, it is equivalent, khayru min alf shahr. Why? Because that moment, Allah has selected you. That you are chosen. And this ulama says, the person who has prayed Salatul Isha and prayed Salatul Fajr, in between time, even if he was sleeping, at least he got up for Sahur. So Allah give him the reward. He's not left over, he is also included. But for this, you have specific. But here, in the morning also, you get reward of khairu min al-fishar, and you get evening also khairu min al-fishar. Because this one moment, Muraqabah is also almost more than 80 years. There it's a khairu min al-fishar, here it's a more than 80 years, not specified. And Allah is not bound that what reward He is going to give. The best and foremost reward is this, when you and us, Allah forgive us, go to Jannah. Then the people who are making zikrullah, people who are remembering Allah in the morning, in the evening, and practicing their breath, it means 24 hours they are remembering Allah. Then every moment they will be seeing Allah in front of them. This is the best reward, because Ruyatullah is the best reward in Jannah. The people who reach to Jannah, paradise, they will regret only those moments which were without zikrullah. They will not talk about other things, that I missed this or I missed that. They will talk about those moments which were, they are already forgiven. They are already rewarded by Allah. These rewarded people, why they are regretting? It means they are seeing the reward. This reward is too great. And you see in the meaning of the hadith that according to their placement, this Ahlul Jannah will have Ru'atullah. Some people in one time in 1 year, some people twice in a year, and some people once in a week, some people twice a week, some people once a day, some people twice a day, some people hourly, 2 hourly. But there will be some people who will be always having this quality of Ru'atullah. This reward will be always through them. Who are they? They are Anbiya, Siddiqeen, Shuhada. These already defined. They are not from them. They are whom? Whom Allah has given this selected name. Fazkuruni askurukum, washkuruli wala takfurun. Because this is so great blessing that after having this, maybe shaitan cannot put you to another sin. He will divert you to this sin. Oh, you are a great Sufi. Eh? You are Abad, Kabir. You are something superficial because you are making zikr. So be careful. When we are doing this, the all things or all other matters which happens to us, is nothing but dust on this passage. What real is waiting? Our Mashayikh says, you take this Nema with you. Believe us or not, the red carpet is waiting for you in the grave. This is a very, very different person. If he takes this Nema with him, this Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah has written that Allah is very ghayur about his name. If a man is having Latifa Qalb, either Allah will snatch this Latifa Qalb if he doesn't want to forgive him, or if he goes with Latifa Qalb, Allah will forgive him. This, forget about other manazil and other asbaq and other lataif. If only Latifa Qalb you succeed to keep and maintain is, which is the real thing. Because what we are trying is, Allah has said in Quran, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَعْلُمْ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنَا تَلَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On the day of judgment, neither your maal will be helpful, useful to you, nor your sons will be useful to you, for which we have a lot of reliance, but only useful is قَلْبِ سَلِيمٍ. And this قَلْبِ سَلِيمٍ, how becomes? This becomes Zikrullah. Otherwise, how to make قَلْبِ سَلِيمٍ? You make 1,000 times tasbih, you make day and night talawatul Quran, you make day and night this nawafil, but this will not happen. This will happen only if you are doing zikr, and that also not by reading the book or by telling of anybody. If you are connected to powerhouse, this mashayikh are the powerhouse, because they are connected to Rasulullah. Suppose you have made all good cables and good bulbs, everything is there, but you fail to get the connection from Australia powerhouse, it will not lit. The same way, this connection is very important. And this is not the, you see this, for any personal gain. Who are the mashayikh? Ala inna awliya Allah, la khufun alayhim wa lahum yahsanun. They have no looking at us. They are not running after us. They are in not need of anything. But they are in need of refining our qulub. See, if you have to adopt any sheikh, if you have to follow any sheikh, what qualities you have to see in him? The first and foremost quality is this, that how haris he is for sunnah. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, I am an observer of 34 years of my life for our Shaykh. I didn't find a single incident where he is not haris for the Sunnah. And see, where you find this, what our Mashayikh are doing until today. After this Salatul Fajr, they sit down up to Ishraq, and he does not leave that place where he is making Tasbih. He is so particular. See, people are taking the general meaning, you know, from the meaning of hadith is this, that Sayyidah Aisha Sadiq Radhiyallahu Anha, she was sitting and making zikrullah until the sharuk. Then Rasulullah has said that you are, the meaning is, you are rewarded maqbool umrah or maqbool hajj. So here our mashayikh has taken the meaning which they are showing by their practice. They don't even change the posture. They sit in the same posture, making tasbihat, and for this they have helped us by giving us Ahsan al-Wazayif. Because by the time you finish this Ahsan al-Wazayif, Shuruq will come. Otherwise, if you are making some other tasbih, maybe you will finish it, then you have some understanding. I have seen in masjid, I also stay up to Ishraq. People are having tasbih and moving from, like they are making jogging in the masjid itself, so that we should not get sleepy. Because they have not understood that meaning from any sheikh. They are unlucky. We are lucky that we have some guide. What he is guiding us. See, I was praying years long. I didn't know really how to pray. Once I was praying near the sheikh, he just told me that always gather your this feet. There should be no space in the feet when you are making sujood. And whenever you put your hand, this should be in facing your eyes. and how much distance you have to keep. Such minor things he is teaching, and he doesn't regard your age. He doesn't regard how senior you are. He will not mind until today to correct anyone if he is not doing something along with sunnah. The same way when he is eating dates, this our friend from Bangladesh, Mufti Abadul Qadir, quoted his own incident that one time I have seen that usually Hazrat Shaykh is taking dates in the morning in Zamzam. So we presented him dates when he came to Bangladesh. So three dates were in front of him. He found some other respectable people, so he gave one to them, and now two are left. Now we are waiting that Shaykh, how much he is always eating odd numbers according to sunnah. He took one and he left one, and he said, let any sathi take. This practice apparently looks difficult, but I have seen in his life. Before I traveled with the Shaykh, Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, from my young age I am praying. I have the habit of fasting. But after spending the time with Shaykh, you come to know some things which you don't read in the books. So we traveled to one place, Rahim Yar Khan, and we were coming. Then only I learned that he prayed only Farad and obstructed me, don't pray anything. Because this is known as Salatul Firar. Before I never heard about it. Salatul Farar means when you are really traveling, you should not load your... because Allah is giving you some concession and you are overriding that concession. Yes, when you are having qarar, like I am here, if I pray this sunnah, it will become reward as nawafil. But if you are not praying, also option is available. But on the way, suppose we are traveling from Canberra to Melbourne, on the way if we are by car, we should pray only Farad. We should not pray sunnah at all. And very rare people understand this, because I was traveling in bus number of times, and our driver, he says, no, I will pray sunnah. Okay, brother, you pray sunnah. Because he's not ready to understand what I mean to say is, because this is affecting the other people who are waiting in the bus. Either you are driver or you are passenger. If you are passenger, others are waiting, when he will come, we will go. And if you are driver, also your passengers are waiting. So the Salatul Farar is the sunnah of Rasulullah. He said only one sunnah is there, which Rasulullah has never left, either Safar or Hadar. What was that?
Fajr.
Fajr sunnah you cannot leave. If any case you have joined this Salatul Jamia and you are unable to pray sunnah, then sunnah you have to return the same day. This is to that extent this importance of this. And you see, this also you come to know when you stay with near Mashayikh, which times are allowed for sleeping and which times are not allowed for sleeping. Otherwise, any moment you wanted, you sleep. Sleeping after Maghrib is not at all allowed. Sleeping after Fajr is also not at all allowed. Because this time is of barakah. So if you cannot have barakah, at least you keep busy in something else. Until Shuruq, you don't go for the sleep. Okay, maybe someone is sick, he might have some excuse. But in general, it should not be the practice. And our Shaykh, with this illness, until now, is maintaining the same practices. He will switch his sleep here or there, but he will never sleep in these two times. Because what he advises, he practices himself. And this is the quality of the Shaykh. What he says, he does himself. And this is what he requires from us also. That if he has given the brief description of this Ihsan and Tasawwuf is Sidqe Muqal wa Akle Halal, that you speak truth and never tell a lie. If by mistake you tell a lie, go and make gargle with the water and spit out, so that the effect should not go in. And other thing, that earn halal and eat halal. So in this time, this is too important to learn such things and to be near such people. And to be near such people means maybe you will spend one day in whole of your life will be enough for the rest of your life. Because then he is giving you a direction. Maybe Brother Mustafa is unable to go for any reason. Still he is connected to him. Because the people who are away from the Mashayikh, they are not away from the heart. Yesterday specifically I called for you, Brother Mustafa, to my Shaykh. And I mentioned he was very happy because our first Arab brother was Ibrahim Zaman was also from Egypt. So we know that their qulub are very nazif. They are very clean hearted people. Only the thing, they need a little Sohbatul Shaykh. And things will inshallah change. And we pray and we hope Allah will give this much help to our Shaykh that he comes once and visit Australia. Then the change in the things you will feel. And this is the first year Hazrat has accepted the request of our some senior Sathis who are coming from Canada to tour these countries, Sri Lanka, Malaysia, Indonesia. So this is first time that they have come to Australia also. In Brisbane we had 4 days gathering in the month of January, and it will be every year inshallah it will be followed. And may any year Hazrat gets this health, he himself comes, which he is wishing from long time, from last decade when this Sadid was coming, when Babar was coming, whenever they met, Hazrat told, I wish I could go. But by his wish we are getting this much blessing. When he comes, you think how much benefit we will have, inshallah. And the ayah I have already narrated to you, Faskuruni Askurkum Faskuruli Wala Takfuruna, I have already explained. The second thing is Likulli Shayin Saqala Saqalatul Qulubi Zikrullah, ke everything has a cleanser, and heart cleanser is Zikrullah. Heart cannot be cleaned without Zikrullah, and that is why, and doing Zikrullah by just saying or telling some people cannot happen. We have to learn it from those people who have learned from their mashayikh. And you are very fortunate, very lucky that Brother Babar is among you. Don't look at him that he is very jolly or is always laughing. It is his character, but he has spent years together with mashayikh, and he was very young when he joined our silsila. He has very good experience, and he has, Allah has gifted him with very good expression to express about it. But only the thing we lack, we don't have the time. We spare some time, and now I may be leaving day after tomorrow, but our brother Babar is with you. Then afterward brother Samad is there, and then our other brothers will keep on coming. In June they will have a gathering here. And try to spare some time, like inshallah March there is a gathering in Sydney. The purpose of the gathering is nothing, to remember this lesson which we have forgotten. So for this we meet with each other, because always some question will arise in our mind, and our mashayikh really likes questions. They never mind. Hazrat has come years together, until today if any new or old person ask any question, when we fail to ask any question, Hazrat telling the old Sathis that please ask anything, so that it should benefit the people who are here. By asking questions, actually we increase our knowledge only. So if anybody is questioning you, never think that he has any objection in his mind. Actually he wants to learn something from you. And we should be always kind enough to tell them whatever we know, and what we don't know we can try to understand from our seniors. If they are unable to answer, we can ask our mashayikh. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, we have got very good group of people who have very good understanding. And if one can spare some time and come in October to Pakistan, we have having 10 days annual gathering, in which Hazrat Shaykh alhamdulillah is coming. He has not abstained any year. With his all health issues, he is spending all the time there. So if you spend that time and you see people coming from all overseas, the kafiya is different. So now our Shaykh has already told, this is a litmus test. This is a check for our Sathis whoever succeed to come here, he will have another story. And this year, last year, Abdullah, one friend from Indonesia, Ahmad Jarud, has come, who has become the reason for bringing thousands of Indonesians into this silsila. He had a good understanding, he invited the people there. So this is how once we will understand ourselves, when the lesson is clear to us, the message is clear to us, then only we'll try to spread. And so for spreading also, our principle is very different than others. We are not of the type of the people who will hire the halls or convention centers to conduct some conferences or invite every third person. We invite only like-minded people who have the respect of this path or this passage, because we don't want to argue. We don't want to land into the argument, because argument is the best tool of shaitan. He want to distract us. See, this is the purpose of learning from each other. And when you ask something, I also learn. And because if I am not knowing, I will ask my mashayikh and they will tell me something which will be for my betterment. And moreover, if you are getting the good understanding, that pleasure which is coming to me, it is not expressible in the words. This is the purpose of traveling. This is the purpose of leaving our home and coming to you, that we may be able to convey the message in the right spirit. If we succeed in that, it is min Allah, it is from Almighty Allah. If we are unable to do that, then it is from our nafs or from ourselves, that we don't have that much ability that we could express to you. So we pray to Almighty Allah that Allah may keep us on this path strong enough to take this iman with us until the last breath. وَمَا عَلَى الْمُلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ